Live from the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for tuning in to KIOS-FM and live and local at this time. So if I say this one word, Iran, Iran, what do you think? What is your impression? Well, there's an award-winning anthropologist, filmmaker, and writer, Dr. Narges Bajogli. She's here live and local. In fact, she's in town, a very special guest. She's an assistant professor at Johns Hopkins School for Advanced International Studies, and she just gave a lecture at UNO. She's giving another lecture tomorrow down at UNL, and she took time out of her busy junket to join us. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I really do appreciate it. You've written a book called Iran Reframed, Anxieties of Power in the Islamic Republic. Mm-hmm. So, Iran Reframed, how has it been framed and how are you reframing it?
Well, I think you, me, all of your listeners can kind of conjure images of Iran the way that it's been framed since the 1979 revolution very easily, right? The biggest sponsor of terrorism, this Islamic fundamentalist state, violations of human rights and all of this sort of stuff. So that's on a popular level and in sort of the media discourse. And what I was trying to do in this book, I spent 10 years with the Revolutionary Guard and paramilitary forces in Iran, especially those who were doing media production themselves, so they're filmmakers, and trying to understand how they saw the government that they had been constructing over these past 40 years and how they were trying to communicate that to the population. Now, why did I choose to give the title of Iran Reframed? Because two things. One is that this framework of Iran that we have in our minds, I think, has produced a failed understanding of the Islamic Republic in the past 40 years. And more than that, failed policies towards Iran in the past 40 years. And what's been interesting for me as a scholar of media in general, both American media and Iranian media, is seeing how this framework of understanding Iran actually hasn't changed very much in 40 years from our perspective here in the United States. But it's not really capturing much of the realities of what's going on either within the regime in Iran or in Iranian society sort of writ large. So for me, it was I think imperative if we fail to understand the Islamic Republic and all of its complexity in 40 years, then what happens if we reframe our analysis to understand the country from those in the position of power? Now, why would I do something like that? I actually come from a family background that opposed this government. Myself grew up here in the States and also had particular viewpoints about what happened in Iran since the revolution and afterwards. However, I would go and stay and visit Iran quite a bit growing up, and then also started living there as an adult doing research. And I realized that this very narrow lens that we have when we think about Iran is actually producing this very flattened image of the country. And so what that means is that not only are we misunderstanding a place, but you can say, okay, so what if we misunderstand a place, right? Who cares? But
Actually, it's rather important. When you consider right now, Europe just came out and said, whoa, wait a minute, this nuclear enrichment program that's going on, now Europe is a little upset about what's mm-hmm. happening there or what is perceived, to be fair to the thesis from which you're working right now. So it's very important right now to see two sides of the story. For the sake of time, I guess I ask you, who's not getting the story out, or where is the story being blocked, if you will?
Well, for me, what was important in this is not necessarily saying what is the right story, but actually painting a much more complex picture and saying, look, for me, before, I had been studying resistance movements to the state. But we also can't understand what these resistance movements are resisting if we don't understand the power structures themselves. That's one of the reasons I even wanted to understand who the supporters of the Islamic Republic are. And once I started to spend a lot of time with them, what becomes evident quite clearly is that it's not about a particular, it boils down to the human stories and about why the supporters believe in what they believe in. What is it that it gives them, and why do they want to belong to this system?
All right. I have 30 seconds. I have to ask you, how were you treated as a woman embedding yourself with the organization?
I was treated with a lot of respect.
Okay.
I was never disrespected. Actually, they, especially some of the older gentlemen, they took me under their wings like a daughter. Some of the younger guys, I sort of struck a sibling-like relationship
sure.
with them. So it was fine.
That's fantastic. She is Dr. Narges Badjoghli. This interview will be posted along with a link to her website where you can find out more information. NPR programming continues now.